Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Wages of Unrighteousness. And we've been looking at some stern warnings in the Word of God. God has given us free will, and we are told to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And unfortunately, in many circles and in many places, people have lost the fear of the Lord. They think that God is just a God of love and that everyone is going to basically end up in heaven. But beloved, yes, He is a God of great love. That's been demonstrated in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and restore us into a relationship and fellowship with God. But He is a just God, and He will come and give retribution to those who have turned away from God, those who are following the path of the evil one. And there are those who the enemy is trying so desperately. You may know some that you know they've got a call of God on their lives, and it may be family, it may be loved ones, but they've just turned aside. They've gotten caught up in the world. And so I do urge you, as I always at the end of the broadcast give invitation to share your prayer requests, share their names with me so we can agree and pray, and I'll also couple that prayer with fasting, believing God for deliverance. In the 24th chapter of Joshua, we see Joshua is now an old man, and he is ready to go the way of all flesh, and he gives them reminders. He speaks to them. He said, "As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord." But he recounts in a prophetic fashion. In fact, basically, it says, Joshua said unto all the people, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel." So he's prophesying, gives the history of what God has done. And then in verse 9, it says, "Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called for Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand." And we can take it to mean from these words that Balaam had pleaded with God to change his manner of dealing with Israel and so break his word of promise. And you know what, beloved? The backsliding in heart will always try to do this. They'll try to get God to alter his word concerning his children. Just kind of soften the message. Don't make it quite so hard. Don't say the wages of sin is death, because that may not be appealing. Let's not talk about the blood. It's the blood. There's power in that blood, and it cleanses us from sin and all unrighteousness. Balaam wanted the rewards of the righteous, but his heart was not set on God, but on the gain of godlessness. And God looks at the heart. Balaam taught the people of God to sin. And a solemn charge is brought by God on the man who once spoke for him, who once had a vision of God's plan for his people, who had an open vision. Beloved, we have to make a choice. It's impossible to serve God and mammon. Everyone will have to make a choice in the end. There are some that appear to follow the Lord, that they respond, but there's no root in them. The cares of this world, the devil comes along and steals that seed, and they turn away from the saving hope that is in the gospel. And if we fail to walk in His light, if we fail to obey God, if we turn aside like Balaam to the company and fellowship of the unbelieving and the ungodly, we cannot be anything else but a stumbling block. when we hinder God's program, when we refuse to obey His voice, no matter how hard the command, when we refuse to keep His word and be obedient to it, when we refuse to do the things that He's asking us to do, the portion He's given us, we bring woe in our own lives. Balaam, it says, went back to his own place, Numbers 24 and 25. And there are many like him who have said it's too hard. They've turned back to their own way, like the sow that is washed clean but returns to wallowing in its mire. Scripture tells us they went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Balaam went back to his place of curse after God had given him a place of blessing. If he had gone out heartily for God and for God's people, he would have no cause or desire to go back, to turn God away. To refuse to obey his voice is to go back to your own place of death and dishonor. And in going back to his own way, Balaam dug his own grave and sealed his own tomb because he was slain with the wicked. When the children of Israel came and destroyed those who had caused them, the Moabites, they had caused Israel to sin, and they perished with the ungodly. If we refuse to obey the Lord, we will pay the price, beloved. God is not mocked. What a man sows, he shall also reap. And if you are a backslider, with all of my heart, I urge you to come back to the Lord. God's calling you today. And if you're a Christian and you fail to obey God, God is calling to you as well. Paul said, listen what the great apostle Paul had to say in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 26 and 27. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Those are strong words, and this is the Apostle Paul saying that about himself, that he had to die to self. He had to take up his cross. He had to do those very commands that Jesus gave. There were few, like the man Paul, who had such revelation and divine insight into the ways of God. And yet, I offered it on yesterday's broadcast, and I'd like to offer it again today. It's a powerful article by a Dr. David Miner entitled Demas Has Forsaken Me, and that's 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And we see here that the Apostle Paul, at the end of his life, had to make these sad words, Demas has forsaken me. I can feel the sorrow in his heart as he said that. Paul is, you know, coming down to the very end. He's laying down his life. And this young man, we don't have details really about him. We don't understand what his circumstances in life were. Obviously, the hand of God was on him, or he wouldn't have been associated with Paul. He was, you know, in that fourth chapter of Timothy, 2 Timothy, Paul is exhorting Timothy the last time he wrote him to fight a good fight as he had. He'd finished his course, and he said, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He says, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Only Luke is with me. We don't know what went on, but obviously he had spent time with the Apostle Paul. What a tremendous opportunity, amen, being with one of the greatest men of God in all of history. And yet, as Paul writes to his son Timothy, he says, come to me, come stand beside me. Demas has forsaken me. What could have taken place in this young man's heart? What could possibly be drawing him away from his high calling? That's true of many today. Maybe some you are burdened with, you know, that whatever the temptation would be, maybe, who knows, maybe the persecution was too hard. There hadn't been much in the way of offerings. Perhaps his lodging hadn't been as comfortable as he would have hoped. Whatever it was, something turned Demas's heart and mind back to the world. He had to make a choice. Should he go on with God, or what we see is obviously temptation got the best of him? Well, you see, at one point, Mark, he was not profitable for the gospel at one point, and there was a strict contention between Barnabas and Paul. But in the end, Mark obviously had a change of heart. He had repented. He had been willing to do what God was asking of him, and there was restoration. We don't see that in the scripture. For whatever reason, Demas turned back. He loved this present world. That's what the indictment is. And there are so many today that God has so much for, but whatever it is, the pleasures, the excitement, the glitter, the applause of men, the limelight, the success, the wealth and promotion of this world, someone who makes promises and it seems like the whole world is your oyster, beloved, whatever the enemy uses, we need to pray that God's hand would stay on them and they won't be as this young man, Demas, who forsook Paul in his hour of need. It's a very, very powerful article, and I do encourage you to note down that mailing address. I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. But God is calling men and women today. He's saying, are you willing to go on? Are you willing to push on and be all that I've called you to be? Are you willing to fulfill that high calling I've given you? We don't want to fail as Demas did. Let us be as Paul that would say at the end of our life, I finished the course and there awaits a crown. Beloved, I invite you to write, share your needs, whether you're facing temptation or whether you know someone who's out in the world, they've done as Demas. I invite you to write, share their names. I will pray for them, and we'll see God move in a mighty way. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.